Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three of Locker Room Chats. You're here tuning into the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. I'm Krenan Prophet here with Coach John Plino of the Donovan West Mustangs, who will also be taking on the Mustangs, the Valley Heights Mustangs, this week. But first, we got to talk about the crucial win and the big win last week, and that was the win against Pleasant Ridge. It was 14-0. You held them on a shutout. In fact, there was two times where the Rams were able to drive down the field and they got within the 5-yard line, but you forced turnovers. In fact, you went 6-1 in the turnover battle, forcing 6 turnovers. We got a lot to break down, but just real quick, I mean, how did that win feel for you and your guys?
It felt great for the, you know, for everybody, the staff, the kids. The kids really needed it. As you know, everybody knows we're not yet a premier program, but you know, we're building something, and little games like that are huge for us, you know, to keep building for the future and keep the kids bought in. So.
Yeah, you talked last week to me. It's about establishing an identity. I mean, do you think that you're finding that identity? You mentioned a big point, you know, going through the fundamentals, tackling. You understood the assignment of what you needed to teach your boys and what they needed to complete on Friday. And, you know, that assignment that you assigned to them, do you think they completed it last Friday?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, speaking of the identity, that's the identity we want. You know, we don't want to be a high scoring team. We just, you know, we want to beat you on defense and score when we can. That's We eat the clock up and keep ball control, and that's what we're looking for. Just a defensive. We want to be a defensive team. We want to be able to obviously capitalize on offense, but we want that defense working. We get that defense working, everything else will go smooth.
Well, just talking stats real quick, Kelby Widmeyer had 2 touchdowns in your 14-0 win over the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Just give me a little insight on this player and in his athleticism. He's only one of your 2 seniors on this team, apart from your quarterback, Cooper Eberle. Tell me a little bit about Kelby Widmeyer and how he was able to help contribute to the win over the Pleasant Ridge Rams.
Oh, Kelby Widmeyer, great athlete, heck of an athlete, heck of a track athlete, 10-7-7 guy on the 100-meter, absolute stud. You know, he just, you know, for years just been waiting to break out a little bit, and we got him the ball, and we got him the ball, and we did what Kelby does, which is, you know, make things happen, you know, and that comes off of our other senior you're talking about, Cooper Eberle. He had a 68-yard interception return that set up Kelby Widmeyer's 29-yard touchdown run there. So yeah, just the seniors kind of helped. You know, Cooper had two interceptions and a fumble recovery, and yeah, we scored off of 2 of his turnovers, and then Kelby Widmeyer punched it in for us.
I'd agree. Kelby Widmeyer sounds pretty fast, and also fast is how fast the season's going, as we're set to continue Locker Room Chats here, week number 3 on KNZA. Everybody, you're tuned back in to Locker Room Chats here with John Plino, coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, as he himself is set to take on a pair of Mustangs this week as well. I'm Krenan Prophet. Let's break this one down. So we're in week number 3. You're going to be taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights is 1-1. They lost to Centralia in week 1, 20-14. They just came off a big win to Onega, 42-20. I mean, have you seen the tape on the team? And, you know, what are you kind of looking forward to, and what are you seeing from your team here this week?
Oh, absolutely. Valley Heights is, you know, got to be one of the most physical teams I've seen on tape in the last 2 years. And, you know, they're kind of up there with Centralia, and they kind of set the tone for the TVL. Get back into that meat grinder that we call the TVL. They're very physical. They're very fast. They're coached very well. They're always around the ball. It's going to be a tough game. So, and then for us, we just, you know, keep it on defense and try to chew up as much clock as possible and score when the opportunity presents itself. That's kind of our goal there.
We didn't talk about this in segment 1, but we'll bring it in here to segment number 2. Colter Peterson, the junior, came in and played in that game in that 14-0 win against Pleasant Ridge last week. So just talk to me about, you know, this junior who's come up and he was able to play dominantly last week and how his role will affect this week, week number 3 here against the Valley Heights Mustangs.
No, Colter's a great young man. You couldn't ask for a better young man. He's a quiet leader. He leads by example. He's a very calm person to have around. When things get tough or things seem to be getting a little out of control, you go always look at Colter Peterson. He's always got the same emotion, the same face, and the same drive. You couldn't ask for a better kid to coach or be around.
Well, your first 2 weeks were pretty much home games. I mean, you were at Highland Community College last week. I'm sure you probably had a pretty good crowd there. And then this week, you'll be on the road for the first time. What are some mental preparations that you're telling your team, or for them, is it just another game, no matter if it's home or away?
It's just another game. That's how we haven't changed the routine at all. The only difference is we get on the bus a little earlier.
Well, that sounds good. Thank you for being with me, John Polino, head coach of the Jonathan West Mustangs, set to take on the Valley Heights Mustangs this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was your Week 3 Locker Room Chats here on KNZA. This is Jonathan West, sponsored by Bendina State Bank and Triple L Tire.